I'm just a barber that made candy on the side for friends. So now they're calling me the First Lady of Chocolate in California.
Mary Ann Hess started Niagara's Honeymoon Sweets 8 years ago. She decided to turn her chocolate-making talent into a business after her grandson was diagnosed with Crohn's disease.
So instead of him being a couch potato and disabled, sitting on a couch without ever being able to do anything, I'm going to build him a future.
And when she's not making candy, she's cutting hair at a barber shop in Niagara Falls. She operates Niagara's Honeymoon Sweets out of what she likes to call the state-of-the-art factory in her basement.
Well, as you can see, we're not very big. So here we have our chocolate.
Hess showed me around the workspace that has wide stainless steel surfaces and a packaging area.
And we have our refrigerator and our rack down below. And then we have some molds there, but I have a whole storage area of molds.
Hess makes chocolate medallions stamped with Niagara Falls-themed logos and a range of other items. You can find some of her product at local businesses, but she's doing most of her business online. Usually she makes the candy all by herself, but when an order gets too big or she gets overwhelmed, her friends come to her rescue.
They'll come over and help me package some stuff up, but basically it's me. I'm the delivery person, the manufacturer, the you name it.
Hess relied on word of mouth for the first 6 years, but more recently her clientele has moved up market from locals and tourists.
I got a call from presidential inauguration in August, and I thought it was a big joke, and it really wasn't. It was for real. I hung up on the lady 3 times because I thought, oh my goodness, who calls Niagara Falls? When we got to the event itself, we were able to meet the people from the Pentagon that are in charge. The whole thing was just incredible.
That led to Niagara's Honeymoon Sweets being featured at the Sports Emmys, and things snowballed further from there.
We did the daytime Emmys. It was incredible. I met everybody from Dr. Oz to Steve Harvey, Alex Trebek, Joanne Worley, Lou Ferrigno. The list just goes on. I even did a bridal shower for Melody Scott from Young and the Restless for her daughter. Betty White actually called me, told me she loved my chocolate, so I was so excited. I thought, oh my God, this is really Betty White on the phone. And then we got called to do the primetime Emmys.
But Hess also has a secret agenda. Whenever she's handing out Niagara's Honeymoon Sweets chocolate, she's working hard to change the perceptions of Western New York.
When I walk in a room, I go around and give everybody a bag and say, welcome to Niagara Falls. And they go, my God, yous are so nice. I said, everybody in Western New York is nice. We're really not all bad. Don't believe everything you hear. We really have good people here.
Hess is looking to move production from her basement to an off-site factory and maybe open up a candy store. Until then,
I'm just making the candy and going with it. So, you know, we'll see what the future holds.
In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel for the Innovation Trail.